The White House wants to make the Recovery Board the standard in how agencies apply oversight and transparency to contracts and grants. That's why President Obama's newly signed an executive order will create the Government Accountability and Transparency Board. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details of the announcement. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So how does the White House want to expand the model that the Recovery Act Board has been using?
Well, the creation of this Government Accountability and Transparency Board, or the GAP Board, as you were mentioning, is really the first step. Vice President Joseph Biden describes how the board would work.
The Oversight Board will be looking at all government spending, every dollar. And once again, we're asking the man who put the Recovery Board together to help us again. We're asking Earl Devaney. He's going to be working with Jack Lew, the budget director, and his team to set up this board. And we're also working with leaders of both parties, Senator Lieberman and Collins, Coburn and Warner, Congressman Issa and Cummings. They're all on board with the idea of making this government-wide. The kind of online tracking of dollars you can now see in recovery.gov and the cutting-edge technology used to prevent fraud by the Recovery Board can and should be applied, as we said, government-wide. The best inspector generals, the best chief financial officers from the agencies, we're going to bring all of them in.
Now, you heard Vice President Biden talk about CFOs, IGs, but the CFOs actually will play a huge role in this. I mean, in many ways, this is going to be their initiative. The CFOs will report monthly to the Vice President on the progress in cutting wasteful and duplicative spending. The executive order that President Obama signed also gives CFOs a huge role in cutting $2.1 billion and administrative costs across the government. And these are what they call back office costs. We're not talking about HR necessarily or financial management or systems, but like one example is the Federal Register, how that was printed time and again and no one reads it. That's what they call an administrative cost. Agency secretaries obviously will also have a role in this. They'll report monthly on the progress during their cabinet meetings. Vice President Biden says these reporting requirements will make sure the goals of cutting waste, fraud, and abuse stay at the top of every secretary's priority list.
Jason, we've talked a lot about the success of the Recovery Board in preventing or eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. Is that widely seen to be the case? And if so, why is that so successful?
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think, first off, Recovery Board Chairman Earl Devaney is a former inspector general. He brings really a really long-time understanding for how the government works, and that is so important. And that's why he's been obviously picked to be the chairman of the new GAP Board. Now, but more importantly, the board was able to create websites using technology to track spending like never before. It wasn't just, okay, we have some stuff in place, let's try to make it work. They got to start from scratch. So the ability to report waste, fraud, and abuse was also added there. They also brought in the latest and greatest tools to detect waste, fraud, and abuse before it happened or soon after.
Since we started the thing 2 years ago, we have more than 75,000 projects with more than 260,000 awards, and that's a lot of transactions. So we asked the Recovery Board to tell us how many dollars are involved in cases in which there have been convictions, where people have, you know, where this all this information came in and independent information about what was being done or alleged to be done fraudulently or wastefully or abusively. And we said, okay, you've gone out and you've convicted some of these people. How much money was involved in all this? It was less than $3 million, not billion, $3 million. $3 million out of $480 billion in contracts, grants, loans, and entitlements that were obligated. No matter which way you cut it, the fraud so far has been remarkably low, less than a fraction of a percent.
Now, Jeff Zients is OMB's Deputy Director for Management. In the conference call yesterday afternoon with reporters after the event with the Vice President, Zients says a new website based on the recovery.gov website will be launched, as will those recovery tools that, for instance, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have had a lot of success in either stopping or recovering improper payments. So they're taking the best of everything that came from the Recovery Act and now going to apply it government-wide.
Well, Jason, along with this announcement, OMB is also asking agencies to cut duplicative websites. So how are they going to do that?
Right. I mean, that's another one. I mean, what's interesting is Zients said what happens, you know, with in the government with duplicative spending is now happening online. There's more than 2,000 top-level .gov domain websites. .gov meaning like when they say top-level, like USDA.gov or Treasury.gov. Those are the first thing you get to. But underneath those, there's more than 24,000 subsites or microsites. Those are the type of ones where you go USDA.gov/something else. So that's a subsite. Zients says this is causing confusion and making it harder for citizens to find what they need.
The first thing you need to do to get yourself out of a hole like this is to stop digging. So to tackle this problem, we're immediately putting a halt to the creation of any new websites. Over the next few months, we're going to get rid of at least a quarter of these 2,000 sites, and over the next year, we're going to get rid of 1,000 of them. We're already making progress. The Department of Energy is consolidating its websites and will save $10 million a year.
Now, in addition to cutting websites, Federal Chief Information Officer Vivek Kundra, the Federal Web Managers Council, the White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy, and the General Services Administration, which actually manages the .gov domain, will all be working together to develop new guidance for managing federal websites. So that's going to be coming later this year. But in the short term, within 30 days, Kundra and GSA will actually create a task force to develop those policy and guidance recommendations. Additionally, any new .gov domain sites that an agency wants must actually get written approval from Vivek Kundra and before GSA will establish the site. And that's why that freeze, that 90-day freeze, has been put into effect. Additionally, GSA by July 13th will make a list of all top-level domains publicly available on data.gov. And by October, agencies must identify the domain names that are no longer needed and eliminate or consolidate them. And then finally, this memo came with a whole bunch of different deadlines. By August 13th, Vivek Kundra will provide instructions for how agencies should identify opportunities to improve content and get rid of unused websites. Zients obviously detailed all this in a memo. We have a link right there on federalnewsradio.com for our audience to go ahead and look at what they're going to be required to do.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, is there any reaction so far to this executive order and this new oversight board?
Reaction has been pretty positive. Of course, there's a hearing today before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. It will obviously review the executive order, but I think it's also going to review the bill from Chairman Daryl Issa that he introduced yesterday. Now, as you guys mentioned, it's going to call for a similar oversight board, establishing a universal standard of recipient reporting for money received from the federal government directly to this independent database. Under Issa's bill, the board also would establish common identifiers for consistent reporting standards for all federally collected data. Now, there are some questions that Biden and Zients didn't answer yesterday, specifically the difficulties in making these best practices and taking them government-wide. The Recovery Act was a limited set of money. It was all new money, meaning it had no history attached to it. And you're going to take those lessons, really apply them across government where data systems and approaches have developed over decades. They also really offered no real timetable for when this approach would begin. So it's very interesting that they have these big plans, but you're not sure when. I mean, even if you look at the executive order, for instance, the EEO says in the next 6 months, the board shall submit a report to the president that identifies implementation guidelines for integrating systems. So that's the only date in the entire executive order. So I think there's still going to be a lot to figure out, but both members of Congress and Open Government and Transparency Community believe this is a really positive step forward.